Those who are able, would you kneel with me in prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening grateful for this another opportunity to gather as a few of your children to listen to one that you have called out of the world, to spread your gospel, to nurture the flock, to encourage each and every one of us to do those things which are pleasing before you. And as we've thus gathered, I pray that your spirit will be here with us, that you would bless our brother Beck as he speaks, that he'd be able to give us those things that we most need. Pleading also that you'd bless those that are sick and afflicted, for those that are discouraged, that they would find reason for hope for all thy children everywhere, that they would arise to the challenges of life that you present to them. And for those who have gone astray, Lord, I plead that you would awaken, that perhaps they would return. And I ask these favors in Christ's name, amen. Well, I wish to say good evening to each one of you and invite and welcome you into this place of worship, and ask that you would give our brother Bick your prayerful and careful attention as he stands before us tonight. We haven't had too many opportunities to hear from him, but he finally found a moment in his busy schedule to do so. So, Brother Bick.
Thank you, Jim. I do ask for an interest in your prayers tonight. I am happy to be here. I know usually when I stand up here, my face probably doesn't show that I'm happy to be here, but I am happy to be here tonight. And I pray that what I have will be of help to us. I know looking out tonight, I won't be bringing out anything new, which I don't think I probably could. But I'd like to bring out just some of the scriptures that have been on my mind. A few of them are on time to prepare, sense reunion. That was one of the things that stayed on my mind. And I'd like to start tonight in John in the 14th chapter and just read a couple verses, starting with the first verse in 14 John. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And looking at that, it reminds me of some sermons where I've preached where we're not to fear in this time that we have here. And when I look at that, that's what's placing on my heart on that first verse, is let not your heart be troubled. And our heart shouldn't be troubled. Our faith and our trust needs to be in the Lord. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And again, in the time that we're living in, that should be uplifting to us. The Lord has gone to prepare a place for us. And third verse, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And again, to me it's uplifting. The Lord's telling us that if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. I will not leave. I'll leave that one. And to me, when I look around us in the world today, the things that are happening, it just reminds me so much more of this time that I do need to be prepared. And I look at myself and wonder if I am prepared to meet the Lord. Am I doing the things that are pleasing before Him, that are right in His sight? Am I doing that which will draw me closer unto Him? And again, going to that second verse, I go to prepare a place for you. And then the third, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, that where I am, there you may be also. And to me, again, like I said, that is so uplifting. And again, I look at myself, and if the Lord has gone to prepare a place for us, am I getting myself prepared to meet Him? Am I doing the things that will keep me in that straight and narrow path before Him? And we know that this time has been given to us as a time to prepare, a time to be following His scriptures and His commandments. I'd like to go into the Book of Mormon and read a couple different scriptures. First, I believe, is on page 346. I think I'll read verse 40 and 41. And we see that death cometh upon mankind. Yea, the death which has been spoken of by Amalek, which is the temporal death. Nevertheless, there was a space granted unto man in which he might repent. And we know that this time has been given to us as a time to repent. Therefore, this life became a probationary state, a time to prepare to meet God, a time to prepare for that endless state which has been spoken of by us, which is after the resurrection of the dead. And again, when I know when I preach, I a lot of times tend to look at myself and, am I preparing myself? Am I doing those things that are pleasing, again, before my Heavenly Father? I'd like to also go over to page 430 in the Book of Mormon. Again, this is in Alma. I believe it's the 19th chapter, 16th chapter of Alma. I think I'll start at verse 227 and read just a couple of verses. Yea, I would that ye should come forth and harden not your hearts any longer. For behold, now is the time and the day of your salvation. And therefore, if ye will repent and harden not your hearts, immediately shall the great plan of redemption be brought about unto you. For behold, this life is a time for men to prepare to meet God. Yea, behold, the day of this life is a day for men to perform their labors. Again, that this time has been given to us. It's a time to prepare to meet the Lord. To be doing those things that are pleasing in His sight. Following those commandments that have been given to us to help us, to lead us in this time here. And I know it is a desire of each one of us that we are doing that, that we are following His scripture and His commandments, that we're doing those things that will draw us closer unto Him. Again, that will keep us in the straight and narrow path that He's led us to, that we've entered into. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm getting over a cold. I'd like to read one more scripture here. On page 452. This is Alma in the 19th chapter. I think I'll read just one verse here. the 84th verse. And thus we see that there was a time granted unto man to repent, yea, a probationary time, a time to repent and to serve God. And again, I believe that is the desire of each one of us. We want to be serving our Heavenly Father, serving God, and serving each other and helping each other. And we've been given this time that we may do that. And going back one page, in 19th chapter of Alma, I'd like to read just one verse here, and that's verse 71. It's a short verse, but to me it does say so much. Now the decrees of God are unalterable. Therefore the way is prepared, that whosoever will may walk therein and be saved. And again, I look at myself when I read that scripture. And like I said, I believe to me it just says so much. The decrees of God are unalterable. And I look at that as His scriptures, His commandments, that which He has given unto us, they don't change. And I know as we look around us in the world today, I know that I think man is trying to change them, but they don't change. Therefore, the way is prepared. And we know in the scripture that the Lord has prepared the way for us. Again, He's given us His scriptures, His commandments to lead us and direct us in that way. That whosoever will may walk therein and be saved. And that's where I look at it real close when I look at myself. That whosoever will may walk therein and be saved. I look at myself and that is that choice. Am I making that choice to walk in His ways? And I pray that my prayer is that I am, that my life before Him will show it. Again, that I am doing the things that are pleasing before Him, that will draw me closer to Him and will keep me in this way that we've entered in before Him. I'd like to also turn in the Book of Mormon to Mosiah in the 3rd chapter. And I've always liked this scripture because I believe it's showing me that the commitment that I have made, or they're making the commitment here before the Lord. See, Alma or Mosiah, 3rd chapter, starting with the first verse. And now it came to pass that when King Benjamin had thus spoken to his people, he sent among them desiring to know of his people if they believed the words which he had spoken unto them. And they all cried with one voice, saying, yea, we believe all the words which thou hast spoken unto us. And we also know of their surety and truth, because of the Spirit of the Lord Omnipotent, which has wrought a mighty change in us, that we have, or in our hearts, that we have no more disposition to do evil. And we ourselves also, through the infinite goodness of God and the manifestations of His Spirit, have great views of that which is to come. And were it expedient, we could prophesy of all things. And it is the faith which we have had on the things which our King has spoken unto us, and has brought us to this great knowledge, whereby we do rejoice with such exceedingly great joy. And we are willing to enter into a covenant with our God to do His will, and to be obedient to His commandments in all things that He shall command us all the remainder of our days, that we may not bring upon ourselves a never-ending torment, as has been spoken by the angel, that we may not drink out of the cup of the wrath of God. And I know that we have entered into that covenant with our Heavenly Father. And that, as it says here, to do His will and to be obedient to His commandments in all things that He shall command us. And we know that the Lord has given us, again, His scriptures and His commandments, knowing what we would be faced with in the day and the time that we live in, knowing what we would be in need of. And I know it's up to us to be going to them, to let them lead us and direct us, and let the Lord direct us. And now these are the words that King Benjamin desired of them. And therefore he said unto them, ye have spoken the words that I desired, and the covenant which ye have made is a righteous covenant. And I believe that is what the Lord appeals to, as it says here. These are the words which King Benjamin desired of them. I believe that's the words that the Lord, and our actions that the Lord has desired of us in coming unto him. And now, because of the covenant which ye have made, ye shall be called the children of Christ, his sons and his daughters. And again, that should be uplifting to us, be called his sons and his daughters. And under this head ye are made free, and there's no other head whereby ye can be made free. There is no other name given whereby salvation cometh. Therefore, I would that ye should take upon you the name of Christ, all you that have entered into the covenant with God, and should be obedient unto the end of your lives. And I know that we have taken upon us the name of the Lord. And I know it is the desire of each one of us here that we are obedient unto the Lord and want to be until the end of our lives. And going over to the 21st verse. Therefore, I would that ye should be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in good works, that Christ the Lord omnipotent may seal you his, that ye may be brought to heaven, that ye may have everlasting salvation and eternal life. I know again what we are looking forward to be with the Lord. Through the wisdom and the power and the justice and mercy of him who created all things in heaven and in earth, who is God above all. Amen. I'd like to also turn over to page 162 in the Book of Mormon, second book of Nephi, 13th chapter. I'd like to start here, I believe, May the 20th verse. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. And I know that as we read through the Book of Mormon, there's so many places that tell us that we need to endure to the end. The same shall be saved. And now, my beloved brethren, I know by this that unless a man shall endure to the end, in following the example of the Son of the living God, he cannot be saved. Wherefore, do the things which I have told you, I have seen that your Lord and your Redeemer should do. For this cause have they been shown unto me, that ye might know the gate by which ye should enter. For the gate by which ye should enter is repentance and baptism by water, and then cometh the remission of your sins by fire and the Holy Ghost. And then are ye in a straight and narrow path which leads to eternal life. Yea, ye have entered in by the gate. Ye have done according to the commandments of the Father and the Son. And ye have received the Holy Ghost, which witnesses of the Father and the Son unto the fulfilling of the promise which he has made, that if ye enter in by the way, ye should receive. And now, my beloved brethren, after ye have gotten to that straight and narrow path, I would ask if all is done. And this verse has always kind of hit me when I look back at my life when I was younger and the things that I were doing or not doing, coming to church probably like I should and that. And I remember, I think it was in 68, I was in the service. We were living in Ohio at the time, and I got a shipment overseas, Vietnam at the time. And I think Michelle was about a month and a half old then. So it was kind of hard to do that. But I know in the time that I was there, the Lord impressed upon me that I needed to be going to church, that I needed to be studying his scriptures, relying upon him. And I look back at that now, and I think sometimes that's maybe why I got that shipment at the time. I know it wasn't what I wanted, but I believe the Lord knew he would, or knew that I might listen to him, or that I would listen to him there. And I'm thankful that I have. And I'm thankful for the opportunities he's given me through my life since then. I know we've been blessed in that. Behold, I say unto you, nay, for ye have not come thus far, save it were by the word of Christ, with unshaken faith in him, relying wholly upon the merits of him who is mighty to save. And I know that's where we need to be, to always be relying upon the Lord. Our faith and our trust always needs to be in him. Wherefore, you must press forward. And this is where we need to be. You must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope. And I know that our hope is in the Lord. And a love of God and of all men. And we know that is we read in the scriptures, great commandment of the Lord, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, our might, and our soul, and our neighbor as ourself. Wherefore, if you shall press forward, again, what we need to be doing. If you shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ, and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. And again, where we want to be, that eternal life, and with our Heavenly Father. And now, behold, my beloved brother, this is the way. And there is none other way nor name given under heaven whereby man can be saved in the kingdom of God. And again, I know that our faith, our trust, our love needs to be in our Heavenly Father. We need to be doing those things that are right and pleasing in his sight, that which will draw us closer unto him. And I know that is the desire of each one of us. I'd like to go over and read a couple of verses in the book of Mosiah, chapter 1. If we are doing that before the Lord, if we are following his commandments in the scripture. And this is a scripture that gave me great comfort when my dad had passed away. Mosiah, first chapter, 88 or 86 verse. O all ye old men, and ye young men, and ye little children, who can understand my words. For I have spoken plain unto you, that ye might understand. I pray that ye should awake to the remembrance of the awful situation of those that have fallen into transgression. And moreover, I would desire that ye should consider on the blessed and the happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. And I know that's where we want to be, in that blessed and happy state before our Heavenly Father, following His scriptures, keeping His commandments. And I know that's where He wants us to be. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And I know, looking at my life, that we have been blessed greatly in this. And if they hold out faithful to the end, that's where we need to be, to hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, again, where we want to be with the Lord, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. Again, where we want to be. Oh, remember that these things are true, for the Lord God has spoken it. I'd like to also turn a little bit more over in the book of Mosiah. Again, I know, as I have said, that our desire is to be following the scriptures and the commandments that the Lord has given to us. I know we want to be doing those things that will draw us closer unto our Heavenly Father, that will help us to keep us in the straight and narrow path that we have entered into, that He has led us to. Page 220, Mosiah 2. I think I'll start with the 10th verse. And also the atonement which has been prepared from the foundation of the world, that thereby salvation might come to him that should put his trust in the Lord and should be diligent in keeping his commandments and continue in the faith even unto the end of his life. I mean the life of the mortal body. I say that this is the man who receiveth salvation through the atonement which was prepared from the foundation of the world for all mankind, which ever since the fall of Adam, or who are, whoever shall be, even unto the end of the world. And this is a means whereby salvation cometh. And there is none other salvation save that which has been spoken, neither are there any conditions whereby man can be saved, except the conditions which I have told you. Believe in God, believe that He is, and that He created all things, both in heaven and in earth. Believe that He has all wisdom and all power, both in heaven and in earth. Believe that man does not comprehend all things which the Lord can comprehend. And again, believe that ye must repent of your sins and forsake them, and humble yourselves before God, and ask in sincerity of heart that He would forgive you. And now, if you believe all these things, see that you do them. And again, I look at myself when I read that. Now, if you believe all these things, see that you do them. And I know that they must be at work in my life. I must be following this, again, His scriptures and commandments, which He has given to us. Again, knowing what we would be in need of and faced with in the day and the time that we live in. I'm going to go over to 1 John and read just a couple verses in 1 John 5. 1 John 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. Again, I know I'm probably repeating myself, but the Lord knew what we were in need of. He has given to us what we are in need of, his scriptures, his commandments, his spirit, to help us, to lead us, and direct us in this time that we have before him. And again, it comes to us and comes to me that I am following them, that I'm studying them, following them, that they are at work in my life, that his spirit is at work in my life. I'd like to go just one chapter back, and this is 1 John, the 4th chapter, and read just a few verses, starting with the 4th verse, or the 1st verse. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus is the Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. And I think we can see that as we look around us in the world today. The next verse is the main verse I wanted to read. This is one I heard in a song one day, and I knew I'd read it in scripture, but it took me a little while to find it. But the 4th verse. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And again, that should be so uplifting. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Having the Lord in our lives, having his Holy Spirit in our lives, again, should be so uplifting. And his Spirit, his Holy Spirit, will lead us, direct us, and guide us. If we give him room in us, if we follow the directions that he gives us, his leadings, he will lead us and direct us in this time. I'd like to also turn over into 2 Timothy and read just a few verses on the commandments of God, again, that he has given to us to help us and to lead us in this time that we have before him. Brother Joel read these at the East Local last weekend. 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter, I'm going to start with a 12th verse. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And I know, I don't believe that we have suffered persecution. I know I don't think I have. But we know that there are many that probably have in the church in different countries. We know that the early church had suffered this. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And again, I think we can see that in the world today. And it's something that we need to be careful of, because Satan is at work in the world, trying to deceive people, trying to drag people down into the same misery that he is in. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Again, the Lord has given us, again, His Spirit, His scriptures, His commandments to help us and to lead us and direct us in this time that we have before Him. Again, it's up to me to be following them, to study them, to have them at work in my life, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And we know that is what the Lord desires of us, is to be working for that perfection before Him. And we know that, as we read in the Book of Mormon, that He wouldn't give us a commandment if it's something that we couldn't do, or He wouldn't lead us through it or help us through it. Also, I'd like to read just one more scripture, and this is in Colossians. Third chapter of Colossians, starting with the first verse. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on the things of the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid in Christ. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Again, where we want to be with the Lord. And going back to the first verse, seek those things which are above. To set our minds on the spiritual things, that which are come from our Heavenly Father, come from the Lord, from His Spirit, and not the things on the earth, the temporal things we may have. I did have another one more scripture I was going to read, and that's Philippians in the fourth chapter. I think I'll start with the fourth verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. And I believe that we do have so many things to rejoice about, to be thankful about. I know we have been greatly blessed as a people, greatly blessed that we are able to worship together, to worship the Lord freely. I believe that is such a blessing for us. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. And that's where we need to be, is to think on those things that we have learned and received and heard and seen, that we have been given by our Heavenly Father. my prayer tonight would be that I may have brought a few scriptures to our mind to help us in the day and the time that we live in. Again, I know it's each one of our desires to be serving the Lord, to doing the things that are pleasing before Him. I know that's why we are here, to be doing those things that would draw us closer unto Him. Again, to keep us in the straight and narrow path that we have entered in before Him, that which will draw us closer unto Him. Because we know there's so many things in the world to draw us away, but we want to be doing that which will draw us closer to the Lord. And I'd like to read just two scriptures in closing. The one is I read the other night at prayer service here. That was the 119th Psalm. And again, I believe this is how we want to be. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with a whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all Thy commandments. I will praise Thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned Thy righteous judgments. I will keep Thy statutes, or forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to Thy word. With my whole heart have I sought Thee. Oh, let me not wander from Thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. Blessed art Thou, O Lord. Teach me Thy statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of Thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of Thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on Thy precepts and have respect unto Thy ways. I will delight myself in Thy statutes. I will not forget Thy word. And again, where I know that I need to be, I will not forget Thy word. And one scripture in the Book of Mormon. This is on page 682. This is the fourth book of Nephi. The first chapter. I'm going to read the 13th verse and then go over to the 17th. And I believe this was, again, instruction to us also. They did not walk anymore after the performances and the ordinances of the law of Moses, but they did walk after the commandments which they had received from their Lord and their God, continuing in fasting and prayer, and meeting together oft, both to pray and to hear the word of the Lord. Again, I know that's what the Lord wants us to be doing. They did walk after His commandments, which they had received from the Lord and their God, continuing in fasting and prayer. I know, again, that the Lord wants us to be doing. And meeting together oft, both to pray and to hear the word of the Lord. And going over to the 17th verse. And it came to pass that there was no contention in the land because of the love of God which did dwell in the hearts of the people. There were no envies, nor strifes, nor tumults, nor whoredoms, nor lies, nor murders, nor any manner of lasciviousness. And surely there cannot be a happier people among all the people who have been created by the hand of God. And again, I know that's what the Lord wants us. He wants us to be a happy people or joyful people before him. There were no robbers, no murderers, neither were there Lamanites, nor any manner of ites. But they were in one. Again, with the Lord, I believe, wants us to be one before him. The children of Christ and heirs to the kingdom of God. And I believe it tells us in the 17th verse how they did that. There was no contention land because of the love of God which did dwell in the hearts of the people. And I know that's where the Lord wants us. To have this love. Love for one another. Love for him. And that it will show in our lives. And it will, and if we have that love, it will lead us and direct us and guide us in this time that we have before him. And I know, again, in this time that we have before him, it is our desire to be doing the things that are pleasing and right in his sight, that which is going to draw us closer to him and to keep us in that straight way that we have entered in before him. Thank you.